Rob, how you feeling, man?
Good, how are you?
Good to see you.
You too.
All right.
Thanks for taking time to talk to me.
Thank you.
First time to play college?
Second time, actually. Yeah, we played a little bar, like, I'm probably pointing the wrong way. Somewhere on the main street. Is this the main strip?
Yeah, College Avenue. Yeah, you remember what it was called?
Nah.
There's a bunch of them.
Might be next door to this place, though. Is there a bar?
Cafe 210? That had a stage, pretty decent stage back in the back.
Yeah, maybe that's
yeah,
it.
That's, yeah, okay, yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah, just next
is it right next
down.
Door?
Yeah, just a little bit down there.
Yeah.
So you started playing at clubs, but I know you guys have played, you know, Red Rocks Amphitheater, huge venues. What do you appreciate more, the larger, like, tons of people or the smaller intimate?
Well, it depends, man. You know, it's good to sort of do this, you know, go through different changes because there's adrenaline of a small place, and then there's adrenaline of a good... You know, it all depends on the rooms, you know?
Okay.
Sometimes you can be in a weird room, you know, like a... You know, where it's too much space.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
okay.
too... Where it sounds... Doesn't sound as good.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But it's also cool to have people up in your face sometimes to sort of...
Yeah.
Push you, you know? It gives you that feeling, you know? It's cool, though. You know?
What do you like seeing in the audience? I mean...
Seeing people's faces when you're rocking out.
Yeah, getting into it.
Yeah.
Any crazy kind of...
It's a crazy story every day. You know, just people, you know, lady jumping on stage. And I'm like dripping wet sweat and she's like kissing my
all
neck or something.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Gross.
Like, why would you want to kiss my sweaty, dripping, sweaty neck? Yeah.
If you weren't playing music, what would you do?
Playing sports.
Playing sports?
Yeah.
Football, basketball, baseball.
Both.
Both?
I'd be like Bo Jackson.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Deion Sanders, you know. I probably play basketball and football.
Yeah, with
that. I suck at baseball.
Yeah, New York fan? Yeah.
Giants, Big Blue.
Giants?
Giants, Knicks.
Oh, they pulled it out last night again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
It's a good game. Trust me,
game.
I was all over the
field. Oh, yeah. Lucky it wasn't tonight. I was a little distracted.
Yeah.
One thing, I mean, something I've wondered, and I know a lot of your other fans wondering, any plans for a live release?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Really soon. Probably in another 2 months.
Yeah.
Yep. We actually listening to a lot of the songs now. We'll probably do a live recording somewhere. You
cool.
know.
Looking forward.
But
to
we record most of the shows. So.
Right. Yeah.
You never know.
Which right. Oh,
it actually might be already recorded already. So.
There you go.
All we have to do is mix it, but
yeah.
We'll see. Yeah.
Cool. So the music industry right now is kind of in an in-between phase, you know, moving into this digital world where music is becoming so readily available, but also a lot of that is bringing back kind of this nostalgia for, you know, the vinyl record and just the whole kind of package that came around that. Where do you kind of see you guys in that situation as far as...
Well, I guess it's really more of so just getting the word out and really trying to... I mean, I guess you can't control how people get music. I mean, people with all this piracy, and this
right.
years ago, you remember how that was
yeah.
with Napster, but,
yeah.
you know, it's changed already. You
right.
know, it's changed 50 times over, and it's going to continue to change, but it's important to just always be able to make good music for your fans and not really worrying about, you know... I mean, the only thing you can worry about is making good music, writing good songs, and the quality of recording. That's why vinyl... is, you know, all these vinyl releases and records,
mm-hmm.
you know, because the sound of how, you know, a record, you can't
right.
replace that
you
sound.
Can't, right,
it
yeah.
sounds so damn good. So, and that has something to do with recording, how you record, not just using GarageBand, you know.
Right, yeah.
you know, so, even though it's good, for writing with GarageBand, but that's not the way you use record, you know.
All right, last question. I guess, have you been on campus at all?
Yeah.
Stuff up at the Creamery?
No, I haven't been to the Creamery,
no,
but I've been up here plenty of times.
Okay.
Parties and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty, you probably don't know because I'm like hiding out somewhere.
Right.
But I've been up here for football games.
Oh, yeah?
Whatnot. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I had a friend that graduated from here back in 06.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So you come up visit then?
Yeah, I used to come up here a bunch. Not
any,
a bunch, but enough.
Any favorite spots in town?
Nah.
wherever the party's at?
Yeah.
Alright, so we got the Creamery up there. If you had to describe yourself as an ice cream, what would it be?
Butter pecan.
Butter pecan?
Yes,
it's actually
sir.
Funny because I always bring that stuff home for my grandparents, and that's the one they always
yeah,
request.
Man. You know, that's how I got to like it because my mom and them always make me go to get her.
Oh, yeah.
You always try to like sneak.
Right, yes.
Hopefully they don't know.
Who's looking my ice cream.
So,
Butter pecan. All right, cool. I'll let them know.
Thank you.
All right, well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.